North Derbyshire Radio backstage with Beans on Toast at Why Not Festival. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. First, I didn't know it was radio, even more exciting. I love radio.
You could tell I put all the prep in and let him know who he's talking to and what he's doing. He just walked in and I'm like, right, here's a microphone. Are you ready? And he's straight in.
I am ready.
He's ready. Well, it's a good job we've done that. It's been an interesting day. You were traffic for a while. We thought you might not be here, but you were here.
There was never a moment we wasn't gonna. I'd never ever miss a gig. We were just like weren't as excruciatingly early as we thought we would be, but that doesn't make for a big day.
Yeah. I mean, brutally honest, the media guys here were like, "Oh, he might not be here. He might not be here." There was a lot of panic here. You're chill. You're fine. You're like, "It's all good. We'll be here."
I might miss the interviews, but I was never going to miss the gig.
Absolutely.
Put it that way.
Absolutely. And what a gig it was as well.
What a gig it was, yeah. Why Not? Literally never fails to deliver. I've played it so many times over the years, and it's always a highlight, yeah.
Well, this is, I make it 15 years in a row, you've not missed a single one.
That's something as well, isn't it? I don't know whether, I wonder if there's any other acts that have done that or not.
I don't think
so. Not that it should be a competition, mind you. I just have a way of making a tradition out of things, and it is like, and there's obviously a lot of festivals very similar to Why Not around the country in their sort of, but this is the only one that I always get invited to.
Above them 1 year. Yeah. Well, then they soon rectified that.
That's exactly, people power. Yeah, it's so always the, now I'm so familiar. It sounds like, I don't know, sometimes when you do stuff so much, like I said, I make a tradition of things and people are like, it still excites me so much. Even the drive here, I find it so familiar now. And I've come to know the town of Matlock through playing at Why Not. And now if I'm passing through, I'll always go up the Lover's Walk and stay in that hotel with the outside, like, fed swimming pool and all that. I love Matlock, yeah. So, you know, get to learn about the country as well.
Absolutely, absolutely. So I interviewed Frank Turner last year, and he was really proud that he'd done, like, 7 or 8 Why Nots in the last, like, 10, 15 years. But like we've just said, that's a hell of a record.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's terrible. I don't know how many. It couldn't be that hard to actually count.
I think you're high. Honestly, I think you are top bill.
Well, you know, as long as it's quality as well as quantity.
I couldn't possibly comment. But listen, I'm there watching you every year, so it says something.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. So I'll come back for as long as I have me.
I probably shouldn't do this, but I'm going to do it anyway. Let's plug your festival in Nottingham. Let's talk about that.
Oh, yeah. Foolhardy Folk Festival. It's like a one-day event. It'll be in its sixth year this year. And it was kind of born out of COVID as well. It's like when all the venues were shut in Nottingham. DHP, who run Rock City and stuff like that, they're good pals of mine. And they did a run of shows outside. And my one, I just spent every penny on other acts. And we did a whole, I had a book coming out. I was like, can I call it a festival? And it was like, in this, I didn't know anything about it at the time, but it's in the Arboretum in a Victorian bandstand right in the city centre. And it was amazing. And then the venues opened up and I was like, do you want to do it next year? Why not? And DHP are like, we'll look after all the complicated stuff. They had like on the bars and the tickets and the toilets, all that. And I was like, I'd do that, get my mates to draw the poster, book the bands, come down, high five. And it's beautiful. It's like it's all, you know, like that for me is always such a special thing because it feels like all the people I play to over the year come together for that one weekend. And we keep it as cheap and as simple as possible. I love big festivals, but this is like, there's one bandstand, 2 food stalls, a bar, and you sit and you just watch the 6 bands that play throughout the day and everyone stays together for the entirety.
Who's the pick of the bunch? Who, if you can only see one band at your festival, who should it be?
Beans on Toast. And I played twice, so you got that covered. No, I mean, this year we've got Bad the Drum Boy. Yeah, like, and he, like, for me, he's a bit of an OG, to be honest. Like, I remember seeing Bad the Drum Boy. I grew up on country music, but then once I was kind of, you know, during the sort of indie era, like, seeing Bad the Drum Boy, one, the fact that he was sort of had an acoustic guitar and it was like one-man songwriting thing. I mean, you know, and he was addicted to his hat. There's a lot of, you know, the inspirations are pretty clear here. But also, some of the first Bad the Drum Boy shows that I saw, he was a real outlaw in everything he did. I saw him play at Reading Festival, and it was like during the big hype, everyone was like Mercury Music Prize. He ran out and just fucking had super soakers and just squirted the whole, and the whole crowd ran away. And once they were gone, he started. And it was like, I've never seen anybody do anything like that.
Interesting.
And I just sort of got all these memories of Bad the Drum Boy being an outlaw. And we asked him to play and he's up for it, so.
Couple of really random curveball questions here. So you've got a song Major Oak based on the tree at Sherwood. which has now been officially classed as deceased. What are your thoughts on that?
Do you remember when it faked its own death?
Yeah. You think it's happened again? Are you hoping it's happened?
No, but you know, fool me once. Because that happened the first time that they announced it dead. I was at Glastonbury and, you know, I sat and someone had just like, who the hell does that? But someone had made an imaginary report about it, hadn't they?
Yeah.
And it was like, and everybody was like, and because of the song, everybody was telling me about it. And I was like, oh man, she's there. And I was just like, actually, it's just that whole report's bullshit. We saw a report about it on BBC. So that, then when Major Oak, now, I mean, it does seem legit. I don't know, I'm sad, but also, I mean, it's lived a good innings. And I think it's amazing how, I think the mourning around it says a lot.
Yeah.
We celebrate our trees as a nation. And, you know, it's not like, if you do feel sad about Major Oak gone, choose another tree, you know, like, and put your, it only became so, you know, obviously it had its time, but it probably lasted that long because people's attention and care went into it. And it's like, you can do that for other things. So I think Major Oak should be celebrated rather than mourned.
And the last one, this might get cut, to be quite honest, we'll see how it goes. We've had a change in Prime Minister recently.
Yeah.
What are you thinking?
I can't believe Zach did it.
You're relatively quite political, aren't you? You know,
yeah.
It's fair to say.
And I'm pleased to say live on radio that Zach Polanski is the new Prime Minister.
He's dropped me right in here. Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure. What a guy. Thank you so much.